You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
On a dark rural in a small southwestern town, a tall cat, suddenly appears, seemingly from nowhere. This particular tall cat spins cat tales, the unexpected and the paranormal. Hey guys, it's Karen Tallcat Conley coming to you, and you have just entered the judgment-free zone for the next 55 minutes, where free thinking is encouraged. Ez is wearing snuggly jammies and having a hot cup of herbal tea. So, in case you guys don't know me, I'll introduce myself. I am Karen Tallcat Conley, a psychic medium and demystifier of woo-woo. I'm a teacher that will remind you of your greatness. I offer readings as well. All I need is the sound of your voice or your words on paper to connect to you. I'll give you the call-in number so you can call me if you have a question, if you'd like to share a paranormal experience that you've had, or if you would like a reading, have a question in the form of a reading, that's okay too. For USA and Canada, the number is 888-228-4494. That's USA and Canada, or 877-489-6350. That's worldwide. A few announcements for you. I have a couple of classes coming up, and there's an event going on here in the beautiful White Mountains of Arizona. First event is February 22nd. From 6 to 8:30, it is a class entitled In the Company of Orbs. It's taking place at Wings of Light in Pine Top, Arizona from 6 to 8:30 p.m. And the admission is $35. Tickets are sold only at Wings of Light. That number is 928-205-1921. In the Company of Orbs. What the heck are orbs? Best way for you to find out is to check them out for yourself and draw your own conclusions. Bring a digital camera, wear outdoor clothing. Most of the class will happen indoors, and then we'll go outside to the field with our camera. That's Saturday, February 22nd, 6 to 8:30, Pine Top, Arizona at Wings of Light. Be there or be square. Coming up on Sunday, February 17th, from 11:00 p.m., don't miss the Very Wonderful Pet Festival Benefit at the Greenhouse Healing Center, 181 East McNeil in Sholo, Arizona. This event is a community celebration of our beloved pet companions who give us such joy. There will be pet massage, canine camp, pet portraits, hand-drawn and photographs, alternative as well as traditional pet care and nutrition, and more. Tall Cat, me, that's me right here, your girl, will be offering pet psychic readings. In almost all cases, animals are willing to communicate. Even if your pet is deceased, I can connect with your pet, so be sure to stop by and see me. Pet Fest is also a fundraiser for Very Wonderful, a beloved St. Bernard. He has bone cancer. See his story and photo on KarenTallCatConley.com. The vendors will donate a portion of their earnings to the Very Wonderful Fund. Barry will be present to say thank you to all of his human friends. This event is pet-friendly, of course, so bring your animal companion and join us at the greenhouse for a Very Wonderful Day. The greenhouse is an artsy coffeehouse setting and serves food, drink, music, and good company. Don't miss a Very Wonderful Pet Celebration. For details, contact Cheryl Ford at 928-253-1000. 1-888 or Cindy Slater at 928-537-0356. Once again, the phone lines are open during the program. If you want to call in with a question about the topic, or if you'd like to ask a question in the form of a reading, just dial 888-215-9756, that's U.S. and Canada, or worldwide, 877-489-6350. I love taking calls, and I'm really easy to talk to. So give me a call anytime. The phone lines are open. I've been a psychic medium since, actually, I've been psychic and known that I was ever since I was a little kid. The family I grew up in, however, did not in the 50s understand what was going on with me, so I tended to keep it to myself until I reached adulthood. I was a nurse for 20 years and now do psychic readings, consultations, and it's a totally different, changeful, wonderful event in my life. So I want to tell you, when I read quickly for you, I usually sit with my eyes closed, so I don't look at the client. So don't hesitate to call, because I don't need to see you, and I don't need to be in front of you to be able to accurately read you. My work is nonlinear, and I don't need to be in your presence to connect with you. So it's okay if you want to call. Just give me your name when you call and let me know where you're from. I don't need your birth date or any information about you other than your first name. I also don't use any tarot cards or any psychometry. I just dive into your energy right from the get-go. I read from your auric field and the energy around you, and what I read is based on your needs at the time. So I want you to know that you don't need to be in front of me for me to be able to answer your questions. When I read person to person, however, I tend to close my eyes, because when I close my eyes, I go inward, and that's where my information comes from. It also keeps me from inadvertently picking up any gestures or body movements in the client that I might accidentally bring into the information I'm receiving. So I read, and my eyes are closed, and when I pause and open my eyes, it's sometimes very startling to see the client's facial expression. What I see ranges from a deer caught in the headlights to I'm not impressed to tears running down their cheeks. I just find this so interesting to observe. My suspicion is that at least part of the reason for these reactions comes from people not knowing who they are and what we are all capable of doing, because we have forgotten who we are. Hey, what I do, psychic stuff, you can do. Many of you already do. Some of you just don't realize it. Does it sound strange to hear me say that you are already psychic? It does. Is that strange or weird to hear? Well, why not poke through to another dimension and have a look around? Link up mentally with another person you've never met before. Know their thoughts or contact a loved one on the other side. Is there any reason not to engage this adventure? What would those reasons be? How do I know you are psychic? I know it because we are all born with the ability. It is your birthright. I understand I have some callers now, so whoever's first up, say hi. Hello? Is there a caller on the line?
Yes.
Who am I talking to?
This is Cynthia.
Oh, I'm getting just a bit of an echo on my end. We'll get that adjusted in just a second. It's wonderful to hear your voice. How are you doing,
you too.
My friend?
I am good.
Cynthia's a friend of mine from Florida. Did you have a question I could help you with, girl?
I do have a question. Yes.
What
I want to know if, okay, I want to know if the friend named Randy who was living with me who just moved out recently.
Yes.
I wonder if you see him moving back or our relationship changing, coming back on any other level.
Here's what I see.
On the computer.
Here's what I see, Cynthia.
Okay.
And I'm gonna give you the whole truth and nothing but the truth, because that's what I always do.
Take
into account that when I say this, I read but not solid predictions, because we co-create as we go along, but I don't see that dude coming back. I see him actually making a move that might even take him out of the state.
Really?
And I sort of see that circle coming to a point of completion, which is a good thing and not a negative thing.
Hmm. What do you mean?
It's good in the sense that when an energy moves out of your life, that creates an opening for some good stuff to come in.
Okay.
So I have this...
Completion.
Uh-huh. This relationship, this semi-relationship, is, I see it as completed. And I also see the ending as being something to celebrate, because something new is coming along, some new stuff in your life. I have
okay.
a very happy little kind of a about you. So I say, do not be discouraged. Be happy and look forward to what's ahead for you.
Okay.
It's good stuff.
Hopefully it is. It should be.
It is good stuff. It is wonderful.
Yeah, I'm just
Thank
confused.
You.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you, Cynthia. Anybody else on the line? Do I have another caller?
Hi, Karen.
Oh, who am I talking to?
This is Linda from Tampa, Florida.
Linda,
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. I just wanted to congratulate you on your show, and I'm so excited to learn about this network. Last week, I actually was doing a lot of work at home and wanted to find, like, other alternative things to listen to during the day, and was searching for it last week on Google, and then I learned that you had a radio show. It's kind of strange. So I've been listening to the station all week, so thank you very much for that.
Well, welcome aboard, Linda. BBS, you know, is really, really cool. If it's mainstream, it's not on BBS.
I know, it's great. I'm just so glad to find this. I was actually looking for it. It's kind of like my prayers were answered, you know. So
I tell you, synchronicity.
I know, I believe in that so much.
Did you have a question that I could help you with?
I had a question about business. I'm working on a project right now, but I'd like to know what you see kind of going on with my business life right now and projects that I'm currently kind of involved in.
These are new projects, right?
I'm working on a new project, but there's a previous project that might, you know, I just am curious to shed some light on, see what's going on with that, too.
I see, for some reason, I see three almost like boxes. Representing three opportunities or three parts of these projects with you.
Okay.
I get the feeling there's new energy and new people coming towards you with this as well. Is the new project within or without the United States? Is it in or out of the United States?
It's based in the United States, but most of the product is made overseas.
I see. I knew there was something foreign about it. Well, here's what I'm seeing when I look at the new one. I'm seeing dollar signs. How can that be bad? Hey. But I see dollar signs that are small in the beginning, and they're stacked up like on top of each other, almost like blocks. So this project has a philanthropical or a good-for-all motive behind it, does it not?
Actually, my original project had that. The project I'm working on now is with a company that's extremely profitable, and what I'm not sure about is that, you know, is the project I'm with now, the way I should stay, or is my previous project that may be coming to light again and refueling where I should go? And is there going to be...
I see the project as, it looks like, to me, it looks and feels like funding and contributions that are going to sort of go hand in hand with the original one. The two blend nicely.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because I've just learned this morning that one of the countries I'm involved with may be granting us money. Not loaning us money, but granting us money. And my partners actually talked to, like, the assistant to the president of this country. So I'm doing a project for a new company in the United States, but there's been this ongoing thing I was involved in, and I'm kind of curious if that will really come to fruition, if that funding and that will restart, you know, venture capitalist money and such.
The project went through a long pause. This is what I'm seeing. Like quiet, almost like the eye of a storm. You know, when everything's really still and it seems like the storm is over, but it isn't.
Okay.
It's almost like it went dormant for a period of time. But this second project with money, this second project has money all over it. I'm talking hard, cold cash with people that know how to do it. And the flow of that seems to come toward you. In the beginning, it almost looks like a trickle based on what you are going to be needing to do your first project. Looks like a trickle. It wouldn't to the average person, but based on what's going on with you, it seems small at first, but I actually see this like waves coming in and increasing and increasing and increasing, and you have golden light all around you as far as motives go. And behind you, I see many, 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 it's like a semicircle of a large group of people behind you that are going to be extremely benefited in very important ways. This is, you're going to really make a mark, Linda. You're going to really leave a mark on this planet. It's really big.
The first project, one of our ambitions was to actually, in the country we're working in, is to build schools and to, you know, benefit many poor people. The project I'm working on now is with a company that does over $600 million a year and has a ton of money. So what I'm confused about is that would you say that my original project is really where I'll end up? Or is it
yes.
The project I'm on now? Okay.
Because
I just had an email from overseas this morning that said we had some really great news, but it's been kind of on hold for a year and a half. So, and I may have to make a choice in the next 4 weeks as to do I stay with the original project or do I go on with the people that I know have money and backing and such. But the original project is philanthropic.
The money and backing people, I see it as if it's like a handshake, and somehow it fits in together for the time that is needed. I wouldn't see it as one or the other, but that they connect for a period of time to make the things happen that need to happen for project number one, which is the truly within your heart and your soul. And your passion, Linda, for that project number one, is the kind of passion, not passion like big love or great sex, but passion when a person walks through doubt and discouragement and setback. You never lost your passion for that number one. Number two, those movers and shakers, that project is going to kick in something to move it toward you. There's motion from that side. Directly or not, there's something coming from outside number one, the big company, and possibly a second flow toward you with money's coming. Money's coming, energy's moving. And I see you. Have you been back to the foreign country with the first project yet?
No,
have
I
you
haven't,
been back to visit?
But I was advised before to look for grant money, which I talked to my partners about, and they kind of laughed at me. And ironically, what is going to propel us forward is a grant from the government of this country. And when we just got like a sign off last night by like basically the vice president of the country that said, we're behind this, these people, they want to generate jobs here, and now the investors will come in and meet the, meet their share. So I have not been back, but I feel like I'm going soon. But I'm involved in this other project, which I'm, my heart is in, but it's not the same kind of passion, and it's difficult for me. And I'm wondering if I have to make a choice, you know, I mean, you know, I know what I want to do, but what's the best thing to do, especially in these financial times and what's going on in the economy and such.
I have to tell you, Linda, with this whole project of yours, first of all, I see you going back to the country really fairly soon, quickly, okay. And it being a very good business visit and a good productive connection with important people over there. And here's what Spirit wants me to say to you. Do not engage worry, and don't, even though you're bright and your mind is so bright, don't overthink the details and the different outcomes and various possibilities. Just go with the moment and see only the outcome that you want. Look at it. Keep looking at it. Because when you're looking at your ideal outcome, the observer in you, which is God, is seeing what you desire, and it's reflected back to you that way. It's so simple and so effective. There's backup for you beyond the company and the money from the invisible. You're going places, girlfriend.
Well,
I'm so happy.
I was fortunate to meet the president of this country, who was very interested in us trying to bring jobs to their country. So I have had the opportunity to kind of meet some really, you know, people that really want to make a difference. So
because
while
you,
I'm doing
you can
a project now
it.
In the interim, I'm doing a project right now just to kind of bide my time, but my heart mm-hmm. is really there. But if I should let it go, I just wanted to call you tonight and say, should I just let it go? Maybe I'm on my way to something else.
Oh, let go of number one?
Yeah.
No.
I
do not feel that you should.
Okay.
It is a long and winding road, but it isn't over yet.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Well, thank you.
It was
you.
Great
and
to hear
your show.
Thank you. Great to hear your voice.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye Karen. Now.
Good night.
Okay, bye. And they tell me I have someone on the phone again, I think.
Yes.
I have a caller. Who am I talking to?
My name is Anna.
Hey, Anna. What can
How
I
are
do
you?
For you? I'm good. I'm
Hi,
good.
Tall Cat, Karen.
It's Tall Cat. Yes, it is. What can I
yeah.
do for you?
Well, first of all, you did a reading quite some time ago for me at a kind of like a psychic fair, and I wanted to thank you for that because you were just awesome.
Thank you for the compliment on air. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you were just fantastic. So I had a girlfriend call me from Sholo and said, hey, you have to tune into her online, and here's the number if you want to call in. So here I am.
Yay!
Yay, because I am just like, I'm so excited to speak with you. You're phenomenal. And, you know, so anyway, I wanted to let you know that. The reason why I'm calling is I'm going through so much transition right now, and I am mm-hmm. a bit overwhelmed. And it's in pretty much all areas of my life, which is financial, employment, relationship, you know, whether it's romantic relationship or even family relationship. I'm just in so much transition right now, and I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed and a bit concerned about things, and I'm hoping that you'll settle my mind a little.
Yes. Well, here's what I see, Anna. This new year, 2008, is sort of, I would call it a landmark year for you. And I'm not surprised that everything's coming at once, because when I look at your timeline, you know, your present position on your timeline of your life, it looks like the last part of last year sort of culminated into all of these things being in your immediate, right in your face, like, you know, a slap in the face almost.
Yes.
And it's a lot to handle, but not too much for you. And it is like a real deep cleaning of your life. Not that there was anything wrong with your life, but these were completed experiences of on various levels in your life and in various areas. And Spirit World wanted you to know without a doubt that these are being shifted and changed. And you can't miss it when it hits you like that.
I can't, you're absolutely right.
So
that's the thing.
Don't see it as overwhelming. See it as vast, deep cleaning and moving of energies around so that new stuff can come in. And really, you are leaving behind almost everything that was familiar and comfortable to you last year, aren't you?
Yes, absolutely I am.
And it almost feels to me when I look at your energy, it's almost as if you are moving, it's almost like you're moving into a new culture or a new country where you don't feel like maybe you don't know the language so well or the protocol so well. It's almost like another planet. It's such a vast change.
Feels very much like that. I mean, I'm in an area of my life that I can't relate it to anything else. I just know that it feels like the change is larger than any change I've ever experienced. And I've experienced some, monumental things or what I feel are monumental in my life, but nothing like this. This has such I feel like it will have such huge impact on me. And at the end, I feel like I always land on my feet, and I keep telling myself, I'm just going through this process right now. Don't worry. There will be another side to it. It will be larger and bigger and better. But right now, it's just I'm going through, all the trials of it.
Here's a little advice for you. You really know, in the place that you know things within you, that all of this is in divine order, don't you?
Yes.
So the only thing you have to do is go through these changes without, don't attach too much meaning when things happen to it. Look at it as if, that changed, and don't assume what's going to happen next. We often do this because we're human. It's natural. We want to corral everything and bring it to a conclusion. When an event comes into your life and it's startling or new or different, just don't make any assumptions about where it's going to take you. Is it good or is it bad? Maybe yes, maybe no. You are ready to turn the page to a new chapter where nothing is written. That's exciting, Anna. And your awareness of it is part of the fun of the ride. You're not stumbling through it thinking, oh, why me? You're thinking, you're very aware that everything is changing. Grab on to this star and ride it.
Okay. Yeah, I don't question why me.
I don't point the finger
back at myself. I realize that I'm in the center of all of it, and it's for my own personal growth and change.
You knew this was coming before it came, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Even though I don't like some of it, I know that it's necessary.
And the full outcome is yet to be seen.
Yes.
Because it isn't
completed. Yeah, I will be in a completely different place, even possibly physically in a different place as far as I don't know if I'll be living in Arizona still. I don't know at the very end of it where I'll end up. I have no idea.
Isn't that exciting?
Isn't
it? It is. Think of it like this. It's a Christmas present. You haven't opened it yet.
Okay. I just have the anticipation and the excitement of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know you're going to be okay.
All right. Yes. I always
and
land on my feet. Thank you.
You always do. You always will. And this has a purposeful good, all of this change.
Okay.
And the relationship that you're leaving behind?
Yes.
There is a relationship, right?
Well, yes. Yes, there's
a
relationship.
Are you hesitating to let...
I don't know how to acknowledge it. It's a relationship. It's odd. It's the longest non-relationship I've had. it sounds very odd, but yes, I have a relationship with someone, but yet it's not one that's really acknowledged to the outside world.
It's winding down.
Okay.
It's winding down and coming to a completion point, and that's cool.
Okay.
No harm, no foul. It's a good thing.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
Stay in touch, Anna. You can find me at my website, you know, Karen Tall Cat Conley.
I will find you.
I've got some classes going on and stuff. You're welcome, Anna. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
So, is there anybody online, or should I move forward?
Hello.
Oh, hi. Who do I have on? Who am I talking to?
Hi, Tall Cat. This is Delaine.
Delaine!
Hi.
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What can I do for you tonight?
Well, I just am so excited about your show, and I wanted to say on air to everyone that you had done a reading for myself, and then a few weeks later for one of my family members that were absolutely, totally awesome and spot on. And for my family member, it certainly relieved a lot of his concerns about some things upcoming. And since you and I talked a lot about my mom, and she has not crossed over yet, however, since I returned home, with all of the things that we discussed that I have coming up and potential things to do, it seems like I cannot get started on anything. It's almost overwhelming.
You know, you have, your life is, has always been like a glass that's about ready to overflow, is what I see. You have always had a lot going on. And I'll tell you, Delaine, what is going on with you right now, truly, is events are occurring in your life to sort of get your attention on what's really a priority and what isn't, and letting go of some of the stuff that is not so important anymore, and deciding and dividing what's what and where you go. And it is uncomfortable to you because you have always been satisfied with a lot of activity and busyness.
Mm-hmm.
And what's being shown to you right now is it's okay to stop, and it's okay to just be with yourself, which is going to feel really weird to you.
Mm-hmm.
And just, it's something where you will have to make the choice to do it, the decision to do it, and then follow through. And when you do, you're going to evolve very quickly into a spot that is more comfortable.
Okay.
But you're going to go through a period of uncomfortable.
Okay.
Just so you know. If you're uncomfortable, that's a good thing.
Okay. And my guess would be that the longer I stay in a dither about the busyness, the longer it will take for me to get into a comfortable spot.
Absolutely right. You already know what you need to know.
Okay.
You know, my teacher taught me that if we ask the question, we already know the answer to it.
Hmm. Okay.
Isn't that a thought?
Yes, that is a thought.
I know.
And I did want to ask you, too, just what you see in regard to Mom.
Your mama. Let me look. I see her going, her physical condition seeming to be at a plateau, but I feel that there'll be a sudden, rather abrupt change, probably within, I'm looking at, and don't take this as written in stone, and please don't worry about it, but I see her beginning of changes within the next 6 months, and your mama is going to be really okay. Really okay. You've been doing some things in her behalf, and it is helping. I want you to know that.
Oh, good. Okay.
You are doing really well, Delaine, with it. You're doing really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thanks for calling, girl.
And I'm really excited about it. I'll tell everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, check my website and stay in touch with me.
I will. Thanks so much.
Bye, bye, sweetie. I think we have another caller.
Yes, you do. Hello.
Hello. Who am I talking to?
Sharon. Congratulations on the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. What can I do for you?
I have sort of a question.
Yeah.
I've had a couple times where I have been awakened by hearing my granddaughter's voice calling my name. And I don't know what to make of that.
How old is your granddaughter?
She's 10 years old.
And she doesn't live in the same home as you do, does she?
No, she lives about a mile away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you hear her calling your name?
Yes, I do. As plain as she's in the room or in another room.
How old is your granddaughter?
She's 10.
Okay. What I would suggest this happens pretty regularly too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. The last time it happened, her mother thought she was having night terrors.
Mm-hmm.
And what she was saying is she wanted to go home to my house. And her mother was saying, no, you're already home. And she was calling my name, and I heard her call my name plain as day.
Oh, Sharon, your granddaughter is very connected to you love-wise, isn't she?
Oh, yes.
You're close.
Very close.
The two of you resonate so much in your personalities and your makeup. Here's my take on what's going on. Your granddaughter, and this is what my first impression was, at her age, is still in touch with her abilities that we all come to the planet with. She's contacting you telepathically with her mind. And it is particularly easy to do when you're sleeping because you're receptive and your filters in your mind that tell you such things are, you know, really weird is not so much turned on. So
okay.
What's happening is she's connecting with you mind to mind.
That's what I
Isn't
thought.
That really? And plenty of times, I believe when you're awake, this has happened, although you may not be particularly aware of it because you're busy and you're doing things. But I would wager to say that she crosses your mind quite often. And she is a very interesting little girl.
She is.
I get the impression she's a very aware child.
Absolutely.
She has an awareness of spirit and what things are going on in the house and how people feel and what adults mean when they say certain things. How animals around her feel. She's a very sensitive, wonderful little being. And your connection with her, Sharon, is lifelong, and you fulfill a spot in her life that is right next to the mother spot.
Okay.
So when this happens next time, and I believe that it'll happen again, you know, fairly soon, when you wake up and you hear her voice, or even if she just crosses your mind, turn the light on or have a pen and a book nearby at the bed and just extend your consciousness, your awareness, your thoughts toward her.
Okay.
And see if anything comes back. And if it doesn't, then just send her love and light and picture yourself wrapping your arms around her and just maintain the connection that way, because I think you may find this connection most interesting even as she gets older. It's like she's writing you a letter with her mind, that she's just saying, you know, she's just connecting with you by speaking a word.
Oh, because I did say, I knew it was her voice, and I said, Maya, can I help you? What do you need? But I just couldn't connect with her. But I knew it was
Don't.
Her, and that's what I said to her, but the connection, I just couldn't connect.
You can. And you will. It's not hard at all.
Okay.
It really is quite natural when there's love connected like that.
Oh,
what that tells me is that you can hear her like that, tells me that you two have a beautiful connection, spirit to spirit, just like you're talking on the phone, but it's from spirit to spirit. So yeah. Take delight in it and experiment and play with it a little bit.
Okay. And I have another question. I have an opportunity to go and work with someone, but I'm not very sure about if I want to do this. I was wondering what you thought.
Okay. I'm looking at the energy of that possibility for you. And there's nothing really wrong with the possibility. It's not like it would be a terrible decision that you would regret if you went there. But I don't feel that you resonate with it, and you don't have a feeling like it's going to be, you know, like an, oh, wow, that's it. Do you?
No, I don't. Although
even if it seems...
It's in the field where I want to start, lost. It might be an opportunity where I can start, but I don't think I resonate with...
Very often when we have... When we have an opportunity that comes to us like that, it may look like on paper or through common sense, that would make sense, that's the you know responsible thing to do, and maybe I could make this work this way or that way. But if you don't have a feeling like, oh, yeah, I want to go there, just take your time. You don't have to.
Okay.
Okay? I'm glad you called.
Well,
it was good talking
to
you, Sharon.
I'm enjoying the program. Bye-bye.
Oh, good. Okay. I think there's another caller on the phone, yes?
Hi, Talkhead, it's Pam.
Pam! Is this
How
Pam from
you?
Florida, Pam?
Yes,
oh,
it is.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm just doing really good. Can I help you with something?
Yes. You know, I've been trying to sell my house for quite a while, and we recently just made the decision to, like, just take a step backwards and take the sign out of the yard and just kind of wait for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel really good with that decision. I'm just wondering if you see it as being the right decision.
Here's what I see about that, Pam, and this is going to surprise you probably, but very often when people are scheduled as a client with me or it's somebody that I know, before the question comes to me a couple of days, their presence sort of passes through my mind, and I was thinking about you just the other day and about your decision to move or not move, and I said, she's not supposed to move. And I was thinking, I wonder if she moved, and it came to me, she's not really going to move, then it's okay.
Yeah.
Now, don't feel like that's there's reasons. There's something purposeful good in not doing this right now.
Mm-hmm.
And your taking down the sign and backing off from it is exactly in line with the right vibe for you right now.
Okay.
Now, I know you felt like some time ago that it was really a good idea to move, sell that house and move away. But I want you to know and the other listeners to know that when we get guidance and we have impressions about which way we're supposed to go and we go ahead and we act on it and we begin moving toward it and taking action and expecting results, etc., sometimes right in the middle of that, things will shift or change. And the direction's totally different, and we have to either back up, go to the right, go to the left. And I've learned that what that is not that the original guidance was wrong, but that is what I call a course adjustment. You know, when a pilot or a captain of a ship is directing his course, he sets out in a certain navigational direction, but he may get through communication from, you know, air traffic control or whatever that, you know, make a hard right now. Or, you know, whatever reason, they give you a direction, a change in direction, because there's a reason for it. You may not be able to see from where you are what the reason is, but those are course adjustments, and it does not in any way say that what you were doing before was wrong, but perhaps potential things future-wise on your timeline have shifted somewhat.
Okay.
So if you're feeling like you want to just back off from the whole house thing, mm-hmm. back off and see how it feels.
It feels great.
I think you're on the right. I really believe that that's an okay deal to do.
Okay. Okay. But I'm still open to it somewhere down the road, maybe.
Yes. It doesn't mean that it won't happen.
Okay.
You know, this is a good thing for everybody to hear, Pam. And it is, like I was saying, course adjustment many times. Not that the original guidance was wrong or you missed anything or, you know, you were, you know, misleading yourself or anything like that. It just means that for whatever purpose, either down the road in the future, maybe closer than that in the immediate future, you're being nudged or guided to back up a little bit, pause, or make a turn in a different way. That's how guidance works. It isn't always like one direction and we go directly to it. Sometimes we do, but very often we get redirected midstream. And it's good for us because this way we remain open to it. And we learn that the ultimate outcome is really okay. It's out there. We can't see it, but we learn to trust, and we know that we're just going in the direction that we need to go for that particular moment, and we're not assuming any future outcome. We just know that we're going the right way.
Okay.
Isn't that a good feeling?
It is a good feeling.
We don't have to figure out what's down there, you know? We just sort of go with the flow. It's a better way to live. It's so, it takes pressure off of us. As a society, we're always trying to figure out how we should get ahead and what the best thing is, and we're concerned about our money and our finances and our families and our jobs, and that's all normal. But if we can lock into a higher level of just, it's okay we don't know the outcome. But we know the outcome is good because we're focused on a good outcome. That's what we're creating, that time tile in the future, down the road, of perfect location, perfect house, friends that love and support us. That's where you're going. Doesn't matter when, how much, where, any of those kind of questions that are human. It just means perfect house, perfect location, family and friends that love and support us. That is where I'm going. Not a location, not an address, none of that. Just perfect house, perfect location. Isn't that so good?
It's really good. Really good.
Yeah. I'm so glad you called me.
I stayed up late to call you.
I know.
I'm an early riser.
And I know you get up very early.
I do.
So it's real really special good. That you called me, and I appreciate it.
It's great to hear your voice.
Yes. We'll talk soon, girl.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. So, and unless I hear that I have another caller, we'll go back to our discussion, which was about how everyone is psychic, and everyone has the ability to know things in the future, to connect through telepathy, to heal yourself, to know the thoughts of others. It is natural, and it is part of the human arrangement. We know it somewhat when we're children, but we lose it as we become adults because of our responsibilities, etc. So, once again, I want to let you know that you can, if you didn't hear the whole show and you would like to, you can catch me on the archives at BBS Radio, or you can check out my website, www.KarenTallCatConley. If you're in the area of Arizona, check out my classes and upcoming events. I would love to meet you in person. I'm going to be, by the way, on Barbara Bruce's show here in Arizona on next Sunday. I'll be on Barbara Bruce, the Believe radio station. She is the Oprah of the White Mountains and an absolute delight to sit with. If you haven't heard her show, I encourage you to look her up and listen to us next Sunday. She has all kinds of interesting people on board. So, Once again, if you want to know more about me or hear this show again, check www.KarenTallCatConley. And that's all for tonight. So I truly enjoyed speaking with you. Look for me every other Wednesday on BBS Radio. If it's mainstream, it's not on BBS. Bye now.